Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Ruby and Eve with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, several hundred protesters have gathered in South Bank, Brisbane to raise awareness for the journalists killed in Gaza. At 2 p.m. on Sunday, the protesters wore vests with the names of 186 media workers who have been killed while reporting on the conflict. Justice for Palestine spokesperson Rema Naji said that over the last 23 months, more journalists and media workers have been killed in Gaza than all conflicts and wars in recorded history. The protest was peaceful, and the organisers are calling on the Brisbane City Council to light the story bridge in the Palestine flag colours to continue their message. In other local news, a Queensland man and New South Wales man are due to appear in court after a counter-terrorism investigation linked them to the trafficking of firearms from Australia to a violent paramilitary group in Indonesia. The two men have been found to supply weapons to the West Papua National Liberation Army, the group behind the kidnapping of a New Zealand pilot in 2023. After landing a small aircraft at West Papua Airport, the pilot was held hostage by the group for 592 days. The court hearing will take place on October 17th, with charges of multiple offences, including expiration of weapons and unlawful supply of firearms, which carries a maximum penalty of 10 years imprisonment.
In national news, in a press conference today, Defence Minister Richard Marles has announced that Australia will be increasing its defence spending amidst AUKUS talks with the US. It's known that the United States requested Australia to spend up to 3.5% of our GDP on defence spending. Shadow Defence Minister Angus Taylor says that it is important that Australia reaches the 3% mark and spend $25 billion more annually on defence. Marles was repeatedly asked what the new percentage would be, but he remained vague on the details and the figure is still not known. He also went on to say that he is confident that the AUKUS agreement will go ahead as planned. In other national news, the first climate risk assessment finds that 1.5 million Australians are at risk from sea level rise by 2050. Australia's first national climate risk assessment has found that under 1.5 degrees of warming would rise sea levels by 0.14 metres. The assessment, which is the single most significant body of climate work by the Australian government, also warns that 597,000 people are living in areas that will become exposed to sea level rise by 2030. The Climate Change Authority says based on current global commitments, the world is on track to see 2.9 degrees of warming this decade. The assessment shows Northern Australia will be particularly prone to hazards, with more pressure on population health, critical infrastructure and natural species. In international news, in the midst of the destruction in Gaza, these parents have found paradise through adoption. Baby Jana slowly picked up pace as she rolled her way across the floor and into the arms of her father. The nine-month-old's journey to this point was anything but common. Jana means paradise, a name chosen by her parents because of the joy she brought amidst devastating destruction and personal trauma. When I saw Jana for the first time, I cried because Jana was very small, her mother Iman Fahad said. She struggled with infertility for more than 2 decades before the war in Gaza, which began in October 2023.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. And that's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.